Yevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Klal Omru B'Yevamo. This is maybe, perhaps, the greatest klal of all the nyanim of the Yevamos that are going to come up. Kol She Issa Erva, the din of Erva, which, like we said, the Yevam can't be Miyabim Yevamo if there's any other Issa between the two of them, besides for Eshazach, which Eshazach is Nidche or doesn't exist Klapi Yibum. Is Kol She Issa Erva any of the other arayas, namely the Tezvav arayas that were mentioned, Loi Choy Letzes V'Loi Mis Yavemes. The klal is that if the Erva is Mafkia, the Zika, the Gabi Yibum, together goes the Chalitza. Like we said, the Chalitza, a Yavim could have done. But the Torah sees Zika's Yabmin and Zika's Chalitza as one entity. It's one issues or one possibility of issues. If the Erva means the same way Loi Tafsibo Kedushin, it means also that it's Mafkia, the Zika, Zika's Chalitza goes together. The Mishnah contrasts that with Isura, Isur Mitzvah, the Isur Kedusha. There's another type of din where a woman can't be Misyavemes, but she's Chalitzes. Over here, Chalitzes, V'loi Misyavemes. Who's considered an Isur Mitzvah and who's considered an Isur Kedusha? These are terms that are not familiar. That means Hashem will see in Mishnah Dalet, but both of them are not a shame Erva that a Mafkia Zika. It's a different type of Isur. He's not let him be miyabim, but lamaisa there's a beetsim the zika is there, and therefore even though he can't be miyabim befoil, but avada he could be choilut. We'll just add a detail to when we say kol she issa erva. Again, this is a point that we keep on going back to. One of the tesvav noshim is the erva of eshesach. Now eshesach l'chor is not an erva legabi yibum. But we keep on stressing that there's an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'moka Mitzvah, and that's the shame Erva L'moshel that you have by Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Lomai, she pats a tzor. Which Erva is she patering with? What Erva is she? She just, you can't be Miyabim, there's no Din Yibim. No, it's an Eishes Ach, not a Zasor to Eishes Ach that has a Din Yibim. It's an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'moka Mitzvah. So what the Mefarsh Mamosiv, the Rav, brings down over here is that the same thing is true. What happens if you have a woman or the Yovam or the Yevama that are not royally Yibum because she's an islandist, let's say. If she's an islandist, the Torah says, the Rav brings the Pasuk HaShateleid, Pratla islandist. The Torah made the mitzvah of Yibum, one of the Tnoim mitzvahs Yibum, is that the Chalois Yibum, the Chalois Zikas Yabmin is Chal on a woman who's Oimedes Laledes. This doesn't mean if a woman is 60 or 70, there's still the full Zika's Yabim v'chalitza. That's only incidental, that's medical. We're talking over here about an illness which is defined al pi halacha as being mufka from Leida. The Torah is mafkia the Zika's Yabim from her. That's one case that's spoken out. A similar idea will be by a woman who, not that she herself is a problem, legabi Leida, but she was married to a Srischama who's Mufka from Leida, or an Androgynous who's obviously also Mufka from Leida. The halacha is that even though now Lucher, she is Nefeles to a brother-in-law who is Roy Lohilid, but the Rav brings the pasuk who Ben Einloy on the mace. Ben Einloy means that he could have had children, he Gerada didn't have children. Prat Leilu Shein Roy Lias Lahambonim in the first place. That marriage, a marriage where one of them is Eni Roy Lohoyle, does not produce a Chalois Chi of Yibum to the brother-in-law. Kivege rather points out a different pasuk from the Gemara. You have to know why the Rav brings this pasuk. In the Sugya and Daf Chav Dal, it says, V'lo yimoche shmoy b'yisrael, prat l'misha shmoy mokwi. Good. The Achreinim on the Falpul, which of the Makoris is the Maskonis HaSugya. Now, the Gemara is Gerada Mefalpul about Tsoras Islandess, right? We just read the Lashon in the Mishnah. Kol She Issa Erva Lo Yecheles V'Em Saveps, we just included an Islandess also, since she's Eni Roy Liyibum. So now she has a din that she's Poka, that's Poka Mimeno, the din Yibum V'Chalitzo. L'cha Oiro also L'gabe Tsoroso. And that's what the Rav says. Lo Yecheles V'Em Saveps Tsoroso. V'Kol Shken He. That point is not so partial. Tesis Yom Tov brings down some of the Makaris. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Why is there a discussion in the Gemara? And the answer is that it could very well be that the Eishes Ach mitzad the etzim relationship with her husband, it's a regular Eishes Ach. It's not an Eishes Ach shalahoyah by lomoy where we could say that the Yachas ho'achva is different. It's not the case
of an eshes ach of yibum. It's an eshes ach shaloi b'mokim yibum. An island is, the marriage is doch the same marriage. The Torah says that she's not royally yibum, but that's a shame eshes ach, she has a shame erva. So if there's no din yibum, avada the yovam can't marry her because he's being bo al eshes ach b'mokim she'ene mitzvah. But what shame erva would pater the tzora? The eshes ach of islanders is a regular eshes ach. Mitzad the eshes ach, it should have been an eshes ach b'mokim mitzvah. So it doesn't have a shame erva. It's not a cheftz of an erva to pater tzora. That's the discussion. And that's a really a lot of the lomdish discussions in Yevam is centered around this point, which is why we keep on going back to it. But that's the Mishnah, the Rav and the other Mepharshim being knocked at the Tzoras Islands of Adados Pata. The Sefer over here, the Mishnah, is another important din. Achoiso shehi yevimto choletzes oimis yavem. It's a little bit sosim in the words, let's explain. When the sister, Achoiso, the sister of who? The sister of the Erva, which is a Yevoma, so there is a din chalitza even. What are we talking about? So the way the Rav explains it, the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah, is that what we're talking about is, let's give the case, you have, let's say, two brothers married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters. And both brothers, Reuven and Shimon, died and left over their two wives, Rachel and Leah, who happened to be sisters, to Levi. So far, so good. L'chayra, he has two wives from his two brothers. L'chayra, he should be able to be miyab both of them. But here's the catch. They're both sisters. He can't be married to both of them simultaneously because Isha l'chayra l'sikha l'tzor. It's chavei krisus. So l'chayra, what we would say is, whoever he's miyabim first, the second sister now becomes achayis ishtoi, and that's mafkia from her the zika. Again, maybe simultaneously the zika was chal on both of them because neither one of them is an erva right now. But whoever he's going to be miyabim, that will create the relationship of achayis ishtoi with the other one. And mamel, the second one, will be mafkia zika's yabim l'chalitza from the second sister. That l'chayr would be the muskubishin. However, Dov Vertin is Chadish, the din, the famous sugya of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika, which is a back and forth, brises with rayas from different Tanoim in the Mishnayis. This is the first time we're mentioning the Noisa, even though we mentioned the Hagdoma, and here's where it lands. In this Mishnah, this type of case, not only after the Yibum, Levi, let's say, would be Miyabim Rochel, L'chayra, he then should not, there's no Zika's Yabim in Leah, like we said, because Leah is Achoyes Yishtoi, but he shouldn't have any problem being Miyabim Rochel. If you hold Yesh Zika, which means you hold that even before the actual Yibum, these two women are semi-married. There's a relationship of Yishus with Levi. Rochel and Leah, that are both Oymedes Lehisyabim, Oyli Cholet, have an Yishus with Levi. That means Levi, B'midim Mesuyemis now, has a relationship of Achoyes Yishtoi with both of these women. Both of these women is what's called Beloshna Gemara Achoyes Zikukosoi. So both of them are quasi Eshesach. I'm sorry, both of them are quasi Achoyes Ishtoi. L'choyre it's not Teraisa, but if you hold the Yesh Zika, what we're saying is that the Zika defines both of them as being Achoyes Ishtoi. He can't be Miyabim either one, but it's not enough. The quasi Achoyes Ishtoi is not enough to be Mafkia Zika. So therefore, the Zika stands on both of them, and he has to be Chelitz both of them. He has to be Chelitz the first one. That takes off the Ishus relationship with the first one. L'chayra, now he should be able to be Miyabim the second one. He also won't be able to be Miyabim the second one, because that's called Achoyes Chalutzosoi, which of course is Midrabanon. It's similar to Achoyes Grushosoi. So the same way he's not allowed to marry his sister of a woman he divorced, obviously not because of the divorce, but because it's his sister-in-law, Achoyes Chalutzos is also like a former sister-in-law. So while they're both Zkukim Loi, he has a semi-relationship of his sister-in-law with both of them. He can't be Miyabim, either one of them. After he's Chalutz one, he can't be Chalutz the other. He has to be Chalutz the other, but he can't be Miyabim, and he can't marry either one. So that's what Yesh Zika would do. If you hold Ein Zika, so then the two sisters, one of them, both, he's allowed to marry either one. He's allowed to be Miyabim either one. Whoever is Miyabim, that's Mafkir the Zika V'chalitza from the second. That's the Hakdama. Now, what Vashtet in the Mishnah is that that would be a problem. But let's say Levi himself has a wife, we'll call her Bila, and Bila is either the mother or the daughter of either one of this Rachel or Leah. So that really would solve a problem, because then one of those two sisters is not Neifeles Loi. Achoisa Shehi Yivimta, the sister, there's two sisters, the sister of the other one, Shehi Yivimta, but she's an Ervo, because that's what we're talking about. Over there, he doesn't have Zikas Yabmin in the two sisters, because one of them is his mother-in-law, his daughter-in-law. So there was no Zika in the first place. There was never Chala Zika in the one who's his Erva anyways. So Mele, he's only left either with Rachel if Leah is his daughter-in-law or mother-in-law, or Rachel if Leah is the sister, the mother-in-law or daughter-in-law. Therefore, he only has Zikas Yabmin to one of them, and then he can be Miyabim, or he can be Chaylitz. Mishnah Dalit. Now we have to explain the idea that we mentioned in Mishnah Gimel. Issa mitzvah ve'issa kedusha. Issa mitzvah. What's an issa mitzvah? Shniyois midivrei seifrim. There are rayas that are only midirabonon. There's a gzeira midirabonon. It's called issa mitzvah because mitzvah l'shmei divrechacham, the Gemara says. Who are they? The Gemara has a whole list. The Rab brings a b'ktzar. We'll just mention the names. Most of these relate to relationships up and down, grandmothers or granddaughters, but if in where it's not deraisa, but it's similar to deraisa, and that's why Chazal were goyis. So the first one is Eim Imoy, the second one is Eim Avi Imoy, his great grandmother, the third one is Eim Oviv, Eim Avi Oviv, Eishes Avi Oviv, Ve'eshes Avi Imoy, Ve'eshes Achi Hoav. These are all, it's a step beyond what's the regular erva. But it's Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ho'em. That means one's maternal aunt. A person is not allowed to marry his aunt, his father's brother's wife. But here we're talking about his father's brother from the mother. The only relationship that has where the wife is included is only two brothers that are brothers from the father. You see, it's a starker relationship of Achva, of Horaya. They yerush each other. They miyabim each other's wives. So that's another case which is only the Rabbanon. Eishes Achi Ho'em. The wife of his mother's brother, that's both Minayim and Aav, would not be an Erev Deraisa. Kalas Benoi, the daughter-in-law of his son. Kalas Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, which is Bas Benoi, or Bas Bitoi, both of them are great-granddaughters. Bas Ben Benoi, another former granddaughter. Bas Ben Bitoi. Bas Ben Ishtoi, they're all a step beyond what would be Deraisa. Ubas bas bas ishtoi, the aim, the mother of aim avi ishtoi, the mother of his wife's grandmother, the aim ishtoi, the great grandmother of his wife, the aim avi aim ishtoi. Most people are not marrying, or would never have to marry their wife's great grandmother, so it's usually not nigeir. The aim av avi ishtoi, the mother of his wife's paternal grandfather. So all these are derabonon. So because they're derabonon, obviously they don't have a shame erva deraisa be mafkia zikas yam mechalitza, which is why the Mishnah says they do have epis a shame erva on a derabonon level. So really we're not miyabim, but chalitzas. Now there's one more knech here, and that is that in the erva derabonon were they goyzer also tsarosa? Did they make her into an Erva on a Drabonon level, which of course would be Cheletzes, but also the Gabi the Tzor, or no? They were only Geyser on her herself, the Tzor not. The Pashtus of the Poskim is that they would not Geyser the Shem Erva on the Tzor of the Issa Shneois. There are those that argue, you can see the Rishash over here has a long shtickle on the side of the Mishnayis with Rayis from the different Poskim. Harabonim, that's the Din of Issa Mitzvah. The next case in the Mishnah is Issa Kedusha. Issa Kedusha is where there's an Issa in this marriage between the man and the woman, not because of any familial relationship, it's not a shame erva, but because there's a status of Kedusha. What's that? A Kohen is on a higher level of Kedusha, a Kohen Gadol is even higher, therefore there's an Issa of Almona L'Kohen Gadol. Anytime a woman is being Nefeles B'Yibum, by definition she's an Almona. So Nebuchadnezzar Kohen passed away without children, his wife is Nefeles to his brother, who happens to be the Kohen Gadol. He can't marry her. Amonel Kohen Gadol is alav. Gusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedit. Of course, the million-dollar question is, what was a grusha v'chalutza, a woman who was previously nifsal l'kuhuna because she was divorced from somebody else, what would she be doing being married to a kayin hedit that died? And the answer is, he b'taka married her b'issa. The Gemara says, the Rab brings it. So a kohen, Reuven HaKohen married Rachman son, a woman b'issa. She was a issa lav because he's a kohen. And Lamaisa, she was nefelis to Shimon. Shimon can't be miyabim. Why chav elav? Mamzeres, another case of an issa kedusha is where Mamzeres was married to Reuven. Maybe Reuven was a mamzer. That's why he's allowed to marry her. But now, the brother is not a mamzer. He's Yisrael kosher. So again, it's chav elav. Nisino. When the sinner we'll see later on, a givoinim l'chor their osur lovei bakol ubas yisrael l'nosin v'mamzer. Or the same idea is not when there's a problem in her, there's a problem that she's nefelis. Reuven was married kedasu kedin, but he died and he passed over to his brother. It's chal that she's nefelis to Shimon and Shimon's a mamzer. So memela, if Shimon is a mamzer, so then there's a problem. It can be miyabim. Now, the subject of chai ve'lavin is a big discussion in the Gemara. And the Gemara first tries to learn how to pasuk that chai ve'lavin misyabem is v'lei chaylatzis. Now, as a rule, we had before, klal omru b'yibom. Like we said, this is the klal agodl of yibom is that zikas yabim v'chalitza goes together. So the Gemara tries to figure out how over here by nisa kedusha, m'manav shach. Either is zikas yam or not, but yibum and chalitza go together. Before we had an issa derabbanon fashteitzach, klape on the derabbanon level, it would have been mafkei zikas yam and chalitza. But deraisa, you can't be even the issa of leisiyesh and meizachutzi and it chalitza. But over here we're talking about issa deraisa, the chayve lavin, or the chayve lavin vaasei. Both, they either are araisa or they're not. So what are the tzedakim? So the Gemara finally comes out with a maskana, and this is very, very important. That chai ve'lavin, l'moshal ha'mamzeres, that's nefel sliyibim, or an almona l'koin godl, well, let's go on the simpler case, an almona l'koin, grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedid. Chalutza is also, the Rabban, leave that aside. A grusha l'koin hedid, or a mamzeres. The nefel sliyibim, the chai ve'lavin, the raisa, there would be yibim. But, here's the big point, that since it's chai ve'lavin, the reason why midei raisa, they don't have a shem erva, they're not a cheftz of an erva, they're not minei tvis kedushin, and chai ve'lavin would have a din of yovo yasei di yibum v'yitcha lois asei of a grusha marrying a kohen hedid. Asei decha lois asei, but hey yois, the mitzvah yibum is neskayim v'biya rishayno. And after that, she's nasis kishil l'chol dover. We don't say that if they're living together for the next 30 years, every maisa is a maisa mitzvah. The ishus was created with the biya rishayno. After that, it's a bias ishus. And it's a bias ishus harei of a koyin on a mamzeres. A koyin on a grusha or a yisrael on a mamzeres. So they were gazrinon, the Gemara says, biya shniya otu biya rishayno. Be'etzem, there would be a mitzvah yibum, and it would be a zikas yabim, a proper zikas yabim v'chalitza. But he yois to be a shniyah zos, so feshtetz a chazal stepped in, and they said, we're going to be a shniyah or to be a rishon, and really can't be miyabim. But be'etzem, the zikas yabim. L'moshul, let's say he would be bol leo be'isr, so the yibum would be chal, be nasis kishtel l'chol dover, he would then have to be megarisher. Anyways, the be a shniyah zos, he would have to be megarisher with a get, not chalitza, it's his regular wife. Now, here's one more point, and this is crucial, Yuvamis Dikareid. The case that we just said of Mamzeres L'Koyin Hedit, of Mamzeres L'Yisrael, or Koyin Hedit, marrying a Grusha, is Chai Ve'Lavin. An Almono L'Koyin Godel is Chai Ve'Lavin Va'aseh. And since the reason why he's allowed to be Miyabim is because it's Chai Ve'Lavin, and Aseh Di'ibim is Deicha D'Lois Aseh, but we have a rule that ein asei doicha lois asei v'asei. So the asei of yibum cannot be doicha the lois asei v'asei of an almona l'koyin gadol. So here the Gemara says that chai ve'lavin v'asei is midei raisa, not oil l'yibum. But she's still oil l'chalitza. Why is that? Even though there's no yibum, But it's not an erva. There's no chayvi krisus over here. It's not mafkia de zika. Practically speaking, he can't be miyabim her because the maisi yibim will be chayvi lav maaseh. But chayvi lav maaseh is not meneh tvis kedusha. It's not a shame erva. It's an isa kedusha. So memela, there is a chalois ishus of zika. He can't be miyabim, and midei raisa, he's going to have to be chayles. Now here's the knech. That being said, says the Tosfos HaRosh HaFinort that if Chayvei Lavan Vaseh is no din yibum deraisa, then if he'd be bol leo, it wouldn't be like we said by a Chayvei Lavan, where if he violated the Issa derabbanan of being miyabim her, so it would be chal. Over here should be an eishes ach sheloi b'moke mitzvah. Because the only heter of eishes ach is that the mitzvah saseh of yibum is doicha the loy saseh of eishes ach. If over here mitzad the gedorim of asay derech alois asay over here besides ve'eshesach there's also chayv elavim asay of amonu l'koyin godl, so then there is no tchiyah. If there's no tchiyah, so then eshesach comes back, and then memel if he'd be bola it wouldn't be chal. But in other rishonim is mufurish not the way. This is known as the famous chakir of the Mishnah Melech and the Parashat Zerachim, and really the knetch of it, the crunch of it, the oimik of it, goes back to the original Shaila. How is it that Eshesach disappears b'mokim Yibum? Is it because Yoveh Asei the Yibum v'yidcha lois Asei the Eshesach? Like Tosfos says in Dav Gimel, the Tosfos Rosh seems l'shitosoi, holding like the Tosfos. The Meiri and the Mashmos, the Rashba, other Rishonim, and the Rambam certainly, is that the Geder HaDvorim is that Eshesach b'mokim Mitzvah is not an Erva. The Erva of Eshesach, the Cheftz of the Erva of Eshesach is only Shaloi b'mokim Yibum. The Rambam calls the erva in Hilchos Yisurbir when he's defining the erva of Eshesach, he calls it Eshes Ach Shaloyim B'mokim Mitzvah. An Eshes Ach B'mokim Yibum is not an Eshes Ach. So now Chayve Lavin Vasei Mitzvah Eshes Ach. It's a regular Eshes Ach. It's an Eshes Ach B'mokim Mitzvah. There's no shame erva here. It's Chayve Lavin Vasei. It can't be miyabim her, but the etzim shame Eshes Ach is not there. So Memela, if an Amonu L'Kohen Gadol would fall to the Kohen Gadol, Liyibum, if it'd be Boleh, he's over on the Chayv Elav Vaseh. He's not over on Eshesach. The Yibum would be Chal. Now he would have to be Megarisher. He was over on the Chayv Elav Vaseh. It would be the same thing as a Grusha Lekohen Hedid. Major Machlokes Rishonim, this is one of the fundamentals of Masechet Yevamos.